Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Lads, our muscles are invaluable. They're the reason we walk, we run, we climb, we carry things around. But as we get older, they begin to melt away. Sorry to break the news to you. Muscles actually start to deteriorate when we reach our 30s. And after age 40, we lose, on average, listen to this, 8% of our muscle mass every decade. That's pretty miserable. So let's talk about muscle building. Joining me in studio is our regular ICU nurse, Sarah Kearns. Good morning.
Hi.
Let's talk about this. So if someone is thinking about building muscle, where do they start?
Well, so what you need to do is you need to get the best advice possible for yourself, right? So you need to go to someone with nutritional advice, right? So the term nutritionist isn't a protected term. Dietitian is, okay? So anybody can call themselves nutritionist. This is so important because anyone can. You can call yourself a nutritionist if you just read someone's blog post and you're like, hey, I can give nutritional advice. So that is
interesting. Really, so dietitian.
Well, no, because we're not really. You need to go to somebody with like some of the world leaders in nutrition are nutritionists, right? So dietitian is a legally protected term.
Okay.
And to be a dietitian, you have to have a minimal, like a college degree, master's, whatever. And they're who work in the hospital. It's just that there's world leaders who are nutritionists, but you need to go look at the person, look at their education. You know, are they up to date with the best? Or you need to go to the best person possible. Okay. And even with that, even with nutritionists, dietitians, you need to get somebody with sports knowledge because that's a whole specialty in itself. So like, you know, you need to go to somebody with, well, if you're going to build, you know, for muscle, for performance, sports knowledge, but you need to go to get really, really top class nutritional advice, not just off Instagram. You need to go and speak to somebody. The second thing is that to build muscle, we need to exercise as well. It needs to be nutritional.
I know.
So, you know, if you think about it, you know, exercise builds your strength. So that's what you need to do. So no matter what your age, we all need to keep moving. But again, we need to get really good advice on that. There's no point just going alone. Just go. You need to get arm yourself. Like, knowledge is power in all of this. The more knowledge that you gain for yourself, you need to respect your body. And that's where all of this is coming from, you know.
Okay, so what are the protein requirements if you want to build on muscle? So because I see all these young fellas going around with their protein shakes and all that kind of stuff. So what actually do we need protein wise?
Well, you need, everyone needs to eat protein. Protein is the building blocks of all of our muscles, our whole bodily functions, right? So everyone needs protein. It's about, based on your weight in kilos, it's about 1 to 2 grams per kilo. That's how much you need to consume every day. But it depends on why you need to build muscle.
Okay.
So if we talk about performance and the young people now, younger people generally, now with their protein shakes and stuff, what they are doing is they're taking on extra protein in order for their muscles to repair and build and get bigger and bigger. So that's what they're doing. So aim for about 1 to 2 grams per kilo. Just get your weight in kilos. So in terms of like supplementation, what you need to do is focus on nutrition first for your protein requirements. Okay. So protein shakes and stuff are good for getting extra protein, but what if you focus on them as a sort of your basis of your diet, right? You're going to miss out on the vitamins and minerals and all of that stuff that comes with food. For example, a scoop of protein powder can be about 20 to 40 grams, depending on the size of it, right? Mm-hmm. But like, there's 20 grams of protein in a pint of milk. So wouldn't you be so much better drinking that pint of milk?
You know,
and getting the, yeah, and cheaper. Yeah, yeah, I know, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I know people who would have a pint of milk after a training session, and that's why they do it, because they get more protein in that for, you know, for muscle building. That's really interesting.
Yeah, so you just focus on nutrition first.
What else,
in terms,
what else for protein? What else is a really good source of protein,
so
if people are looking to build muscle?
So you can go, listen, the most common way in terms of supplementation is whey protein. It's got this thing called leucine. They call it like the light switch, basically, for muscle building and repair. So whey protein is the best. You can take creatine. But again, you need to get your advice. So if you just say you link in with them, nutritionist, a dietitian, and they'll do a body composition, and they'll, you know, they'll assess your whole body and say, hey, listen, this is, and we want to build muscle, this is how much protein you need. Just say you're 80 kilos, say, listen, we're going to aim for 160 grams of protein every day. The most important thing for protein, right, is that you eat it throughout the day. So don't top load, don't eat 16 eggs for breakfast and then have a slice of toast or whatever for lunch. You need to spread it out during the day. So a decent amount of protein per meal right?
Good advice.
So, yeah. So whey protein is the most common one. Again, like if you go into any of these sports shops, just remember there's a bias there. Mm. They want to sell you something. So you need to go in before you go into any of the supplementation shops, know a bit about what you want. You know, get the expert advice, go in and talk to them. Listen, these people generally are massively up to date in the latest knowledge and all that sort of stuff. But arm yourself with the information possible, what your body needs.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to talk about steroid use if we're talking about muscle building.
Hugely common.
Something that it's often associated with muscle building, isn't it? I mean, we hear it all the time. Is there any pros in taking steroids, or is it all negative?
No, it's actually all negative. So what a steroid is, right? So to build muscle, part of what helps you build muscle is testosterone. Okay. So men have more testosterone than women in their bodies. That's why men, generally speaking, have more muscle mass, because it helps muscle building, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why women have less muscle, and that's why they can sometimes find it a little bit harder to build muscle. And again, there is this sort of thing that, you know, that if you build muscle, it helps your body burn fat. So that's the whole essence between people getting these sort of gyms scoped, homed bodies, you know, is all based on muscle burns fat, except all the latest research is coming out now that you simultaneously lose fat and muscle. So that's going to be, listen, it's all about the latest research. But right, what it is, if you think of a testosterone and that helps you build muscle and, you know, it and burn fat, okay, what anabolic steroids are, they're meant to be on prescription. They're meant to be very, very specifically used in sort of hospital environments. They are essentially illegal for all shapes and purposes to be used in sort of the gym environment, right? But what anabolic steroids, they mimic what testosterone does in your body. So it helps you build the muscle and they use weightlifters, all sorts of people use, but it's men and women using steroids. Anyone that is even considering anabolic steroid use, just don't. But also, you need to Google the side effects. Harrowing isn't even putting. So for men, infertility,
wow,
shrunken testicles, you know, reduced sperm count, erectile dysfunction. One of the big key points, like acne for men and women, and acne along the back is very common. There's some telltale signs. For women, it can be hair loss, and for men, you know, deepened voice for women, you know, problems with their menstrual cycle. But for everybody, they are so addictive. They're
are
so
they?
Addictive. There was a UK-based reality TV star that actually went, you know, the thing in, you know, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in Australia. So he only lasted about a day in the prelim before he even went into the jungle. He had to be flown home because he went into withdrawals from steroids.
You can go into withdrawals from steroids?
So they're really addictive. Your body gets so used to it. And imagine if it's used to this sort of extra testosterone and then you don't get it. But for people, for everybody, men and women, aggressive behaviour, mood swings, paranoia, manic behaviour, if you're even considering anabolic steroids, you need to Google the side effects. It's so frightening. Like, it's absolutely, they're awful.
And
apparently
how do you
really
take
common.
Them? And how do you
injection,
do you,
generally speaking.
Okay.
Yeah. And imagine, who's even, so if you think about it, that they're essentially illegal and they're being used, who are you even getting advice from? Like, you're getting advice from people that you wouldn't hand your keys to your car necessarily, don't know them well enough, yet they're giving you advice. It's so frightening. So just don't do it. You need, when it comes to muscle building, you need to nutrition first, exercise, spend the money instead of anabolic steroids, spend the money, go and get the best advice possible from the best gym instructor you can find, from the best nutritionist, dietitian you can find, somebody with all that knowledge who'll keep an eye on you, give you the best knowledge. That's how to do it.
Very good.
And in terms of us getting older,
yeah,
over 30, mm-hmm, so if you imagine what COVID has done to people, you know, I was in the bed for a week, picture a dinner plate piled high with steak, layers and layers and layers of steak. Now look at that plate. That's how much muscle that we can lose in a week from being incapacitated in a bed. So if you're in a hospital bed for a week. So muscle is, we lose muscle at that 8% every decade, right? Over the age of 40. So across the board for all age groups, we need to get the protein in. We need to get the protein into our bodies so our muscles can build, they can repair, they can stay nice and strong. Because all our muscles, I know we think about muscles, we think about our biceps and our legs, it's on our insides. Your heart is a big muscle. That's why, you know, you need to look after the inside of your body as well, which is predominantly muscle, you know?
Really good advice there. Thanks for that. I just want to finish up with a question. A text I get in. Hi, what age is it creatine, C-R-E-A-T-I-N-E, suitable for? And my 16-year-old son wants to take it. He plays rugby and he works out. Thanks.
Again, go to a dietitian. Because you know what?
Creatine.
Creatine, yeah. And listen, creatine is extremely beneficial, right? In terms of, it can actually, for even brain function and clarity and muscle building, everything. And it can be an extremely useful thing. but you can easily take too much of it. You need to go to a dietitian or a nutritionist, get the advice, and they'll tell you, because like it's only tiny quantities. It's only like, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 grams. So like tiny little spoonfuls, not even a teaspoon you're meant to take. So you need to go get your body composition done, get your weight done, find out why you want to build muscle, what's your optimum goal, and then they'll tell you exactly what supplementation.
There we go. I hope that answered your question, Sarah Kearns, nurse and founder of Baseline First Aid. Thanks a mil for coming in this morning. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.